Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Hey! This is that story show, people.
Hallelujah!
Who was she?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where real-life stories take the spotlight. It's episode 444, brought to you the week of August 10th, 2023. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison. Elusive, handsome, awesome. And my good friend is here.
Hey, that's me. I'm John. James, you know what? I just want to say rest in peace to Boiling Water. Aww. It will be missed. That's dumb. Why did I say that?
It will be missed.
I die a little inside when I tell those crappy jokes.
You know, though, I get emails from dad joke fans. There are people out there that really love it. And they also love my reactions to them. Like, you know, like sometimes I don't get them. That one was pretty good, though.
Did you get that one?
I did.
Because Boiling Water will be
right.
M-I-S-T.
I made one up one time. Do you want to hear it?
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Let's see if I can remember it properly. It was my my male sewing instructor quit teaching. I'm really going to miss him.
I get it. You're really going to miss him.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
That's good.
Thank
That's
you.
A good one for making that up.
Yeah. So.
Was he a Christian? Because maybe it was Amazing Lace.
Amazing Lace.
That doesn't even make sense. How did that come out of my face?
I don't know. But I went with it. You know, I'm starting an improv class on Sunday at 2:00, and I have to learn to roll with it.
Roll with
like,
it.
One of the rules of improv that I've learned already is you never say no with your actions. Like if somebody says, I have a gun, you never change the story. You always accept it and add to it. And so you would be like, why is your gun made of plastic, you know, or something? So you can change it. You can modify the narrative, but you can't be like, no, you don't, you know, or I have a bulletproof vest. You know, you don't want to kill what the other person's feeding you. So
gotcha.
I'm a little nervous.
I wish I could do improv.
I'm sure there's an improv group in your redneck neck of the woods. It's.
Hey, man. What's that mean?
I don't know. Just imagine Bubba and Charlie, and they back their trucks up, and they got their shotguns, and they're just like, let's improv while we shoot this turkey. So
I'll get you some improv. Take that pumpkin right over there and kick it as hard as you can. I'm going to see if I can get a squirrel out of it.
I didn't mean to be mean. I thought it was universally known or accepted that you live in, you know,
the dirty South.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you call it?
I don't.
Oh,
I mean,
I just call it home.
I'm going to tell you, I heard that song. This is political, but I heard that song about small town.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how I felt about it, but something rose up in me, my inner redneck, my inner Georgia boy. And I was like, dadgum right.
Bad gum.
So
you can't be mean to old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And stuff in a small town.
Yeah. You also can't go to the movies in a small town, though. And there's usually one company that owns everybody there because it's the only place to work. But, you know, we don't want to talk about the negative parts of living in a small town. Just, you know, everybody knows
that
your
one
business.
Closes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. After stinking up the whole town. John and I grew up in a small town, ruining everybody's cars with the paper mill. And then they just up and leave.
Dude, that whole plant is gone.
Yeah,
now.
It is flat as
it's
a board.
Like, how is that even possible? That place was enormous.
Just the pile of wood shavings was enormous. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like three or four stories tall. It was crazy. Anyway. Yeah.
For those of y'all who don't know, there used to be a paper mill in St. Mary's, Georgia, where James and I lived. And it's gone now.
It is just leveled.
Literally.
Like there is nothing there. And it used to stink.
Yep.
And it did. People would have mill cars that they would drive to the mill when they worked there because the stuff coming out of the chimneys would fall on the cars and eat the paint off the cars.
It would mess them up.
So what were we breathing, John?
I know, right? Some sort of sulfur dioxide.
Some sort of paint thinner crap in the air. I don't know. Anyway,
they even had like a spray that you could drive your car through, like as you were leaving. I went through it a couple times just for fun because I needed a car wash. Yeah, that thing would turn on and hose your vehicle down. And,
really?
Yeah.
So they knew. You don't remember? They knew. They're like, let's not invest in filtering the air that's going out to the hundreds of people that live here. Yeah, thousands, maybe a couple thousands. But I'll tell you this. When my brother David... you know, former co-host of the show, nobody's listening, rest in peace. When my brother moved from St. Mary's to Old Town, which is a super small town, they called him City.
They called him City.
Yeah. And I was like, holy crap. You know, that shows you how small Old Town was.
Yeah.
The Old Town Road. All right, we always start with a story. This is called Flight of Eli. It's sent to us from Eli's dad, Kevin, from Jackson, Wyoming. Eli was nailing it on his Strider bike, and now he was ready to step up to the big leagues. He and his dad had just finished giving his new pedal bike a flashy coat of bright orange paint, and he was feeling all pumped up for his first ride. His dad picked a path that was familiar. And he was good. He was totally in the zone, staying in his lane, keeping a good speed, ringing his bell to overtake others, and keeping everything under control. They were cruising until he hit the bridge over Flat Creek. And that's when things got a bit wild. Eli felt like a champ, picking up some extra speed as he went down the hill. But then, the path split, and he had a brain fart. He turned right by mistake. His dad, who was tailing him, saw him picking up speed and veering off. Talk about a suspenseful moment. What was this kid up to? But Eli wasn't about to bail just yet. He realized his blunder, and he knew that jerking the handlebars too hard would send him flying. Plus, he was going too fast to pull off a smooth turn. So he did what any other three-year-old daredevil would do. He just slammed on the brakes and crossed his fingers. The bike slowed down like a champ, but Eli did not.
No.
Poor dad. He had a front row seat to the slow-mo disaster that followed. Eli went airborne, arms out like he was skydiving without the parachute. Spoiler alert, he crash-landed in the grass, bike taking a tumble too. Felt like an eternity before dad could get there. Eli stood up a bit woozy with blood on his face and a look that said, "Whoa, did that just happen?"
Yeah.
Dad asked the million-dollar question. Are you all right? Eli gave a nod. Yeah, but I think I need a tissue. So, both to wipe my eyes and the blood. So, a body in motion.
Tourniquet.
Yeah. Can you take off your belt, Dad? I need to wrap it around my neck so my head will quit bleeding. So a body in motion tends to stay in motion. Luckily, that motion was right into the grass. Otherwise, this might not have been a funny story at all. Kind of a dark turn there poor, at the end.
Poor Eli, Kevin.
Well, Eli, I hope you enjoyed having your story read on the show. When I sent him an email, I always send an email to people when their story is going to be read on the show. And Dan was like, oh, Eli is so excited. So I'm sure Kevin's
congratulations,
excited.
Eli. You did a good job.
Good
being
job.
Tough.
That's right. That's right. Let's rewind tough. The week. All right. Who wants to go first? I'll paper, rock, scissors you for it. Ready? Ready?
Okay. Yeah. Here we all go. Right, ready?
Paper, rock, scissors, shoot. Okay. You go first. You beat me
I
with
go
a
first.
Rock. Yeah.
All right. Good. That way I can take this opportunity to say, James, I hope you had a great 50th birthday.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, I did. It was 2 days ago. I got texts from everyone that loved me.
Did you get my text? Because I'm pretty sure I sent it.
No, I didn't. I got texts from everyone who loves me and cherishes
I have
our friendship.
A special kind of love for you and appreciation that is goes beyond texts.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It does.
So you're saving it up for the show. That's what you're saying.
I was saving it because I wanted it to be a surprise that I remembered.
I'll tell you what was really a surprise is not getting a text, but you know. Don't feel bad. My own mother.
I feel so
my own awful. Mom didn't remember until she saw it on Facebook and she texted me the day after. Her oldest son turned 50. And she's like acting like she didn't forget in the text. She didn't even mention sorry. She's just like, I hope you have a happy birthday. I'm like, had a happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's past tense. You missed it, Mom. Thanks for all the love. So
thanks. Well, if it's any excuse for me missing it, I what I was doing on your birthday is almost exciting, mm-hmm. except it's not. And it's very embarrassing, equally embarrassing. So I will tell you, a couple days ago, I was passing out because this is back to school season here and at the school I work at. And one of my responsibilities as the IT guy is to hand out our Chromebooks to our new ninth graders and new students and stuff like that. So I took the responsibility of handing Chromebooks out to our high school. And then the other guys that work with me, they were handing them out to the middle school. So it's you think it's no big deal that people are just getting Chromebooks, but that's, you know, it's different. High schoolers are a little bit more responsible and a little less scared of them. So it's kind of fun.
Okay.
So it's a good chance to meet new students and say, hey, welcome to the school, blah, blah, blah. Glad you're here. Here's your Chromebook. And it's always kind of nice and fun and stuff. Yeah.
Welcome to the school. We check your browser history. Enjoy yourself. Yeah.
I was handing out, gave this one new family a Chromebook, and the daughter kind of walks off with her Chromebook, and the dad kind of says, all right, now I need you to help me out here. My daughter feels like she's going to need a brand new iPad and stuff to do her work. And I said, well, she doesn't because everything they need to do is going to be right here on this Chromebook. And he's like, thank you. Thank you so much.
You saved it.
But that's not the embarrassing part, James.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, and I'm pretty tired and I've just handed out 160 Chromebooks or more. I don't know. I had a few left. And the principal came to pick up a Chromebook and she said, I'd like the Chromebook for such and such student. I was like, oh, and I looked at my list and sometimes if the kid in eighth grade doesn't turn in their Chromebook, cause they got to hand them back over when they're done with middle school, cause they get a new one in high school. Mm. This student hadn't done that yet. And I was like, oh yeah, that student, we need to get the eighth grade Chromebook back before I can assign the new one. And the principal said, she said, oh, he was sick the last day of eighth grade and wasn't able to make it to the drop off. I thought, oh, that's fine. No big deal. Just, you know, when a student can bring it back, I'll go ahead and I'll assign a new one. And then she proceeded to say that, well, he couldn't be here today because his dad had to work and the student couldn't come because, you know, he'd have to be here all day. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you know a lot about this kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I didn't say that out loud. I was just thinking that. I was like, man, I would be flattered if my principal cared that much about my continuing education to make sure that I got my Chromebook. Cause she asked if, you know, I understand totally that the student needs to bring the other one back. And if you could maybe make sure that one's charged and ready for him so that the next day that he'll be ready to go. And then it started to register that they both had the same last name. And she wasn't asking for some random student. She was asking for her son. And I stopped and I looked at her and I said, I am so embarrassed for myself right now. You may have this Chromebook because you're the principal.
Yeah.
And I know that we'll get that device back from this other student that happens to be your son. So here, take this. And I was mortified at myself. And it's just a reminder that, you know, John's pretty dumb and awkward and he doesn't really completely think through the whole thing. And that's my story.
I think you handled it well.
Think so? You know,
yeah, she was abusing her power, but you handled it well. I think you did the best you could in that situation.
I caved in the end. She was totally willing to comply to the standards that we have set for our rules, but I allowed her to take that Chromebook because, one, I was completely embarrassed that I didn't make the connection that it was her son, and two, she's a principal. She can do that.
All right, so for me to mention my weekly update, well, one of them. I have two.
And you got two?
Yeah. When you change your oil, John, or have it changed, what color is the oil when it comes out, the used oil?
It the used oil is pretty dark.
Yeah. Would you say it's black? Brown. Yeah.
I would say it's black with a brown sheen to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my wife took my daughter's car to get an oil change and they came back and said, oh, the oil was really dark. But don't worry about it because we replaced it with new oil. And she was all worried and upset. And she comes and talks to me, James, the oil was dark coming out of the car. I'm like, sweetie, it always is. Why did he say that to me then? I said, probably because you were a woman and he was trying to act like he was, you know, saving you or something. And she's like, oh, I hate being a woman. So thanks, Firestone, for making my wife hate her own gender. So,
oh, geez.
Yeah. I'm like, baby, wow. It always comes out dark like that. It's used oil,
it does.
You know, and it goes in, you know, light brown with a clear, you know, clearish translucent.
Yeah, it's thing. Light brown.
But I don't know. I don't know what their deal was. But anyway, the real thing is obviously I turned 50. I had a birthday and it was good. And I got some cool stuff. And I also am 50 now and I have to go in for a colonoscopy.
Oh boy.
It's on Saturday.
You're 5 years late. You're supposed to go in at 45.
I've been putting it off for a while. In case you don't know, kids, a colonoscopy is when they stick a camera up your butt and they root around and look for cancer. Yeah. So I'm well overdue, but I'm to the point where I can't put it off anymore. I am at the point, though, I would rather die of cancer than drink this. Whoa. This freaking gallon of gunk I have to drink tomorrow.
Gallon?
It's a liter. It's like
okay.
But it looks like a gallon jug of powder. I have to put water in it all the way to the top and I have to drink this nasty stuff. Every bit of instructions that has had to do with this liquid is it warns you about how nasty it is.
Every piece of literature.
They're like, you might want to refrigerate it to make it taste better. We included a flavor packet to help.
Oh, no.
And they did. There was a pack of lemonade stuck to the side from the freaking pharmacy. Good luck, buddy. Hope it tastes like lemons, lemons.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh.
I am not looking forward to the colonoscopy, okay? But I am dreading drinking that nasty crap even more. And
because
I
can't eat anything, right?
I can't. I can't eat anything. And that stuff's going to make me poop all day. And I don't even mind that part. I kind of like a good poop. You know, and so if I got to spend the day in there, you know, I'll just bring my Steam Deck and I'll play God of War. It'll be fine. You know, I'll just set up camp in the room there, in the bathroom. But the crazy thing is they swear to me that the day after this task is completed, that I will be completely fine. And I,
the day after.
Yeah.
That the I will, day after the colonoscopy
the day after the colonoscopy, they claim that I will be 100% fine and back to normal. And that is important to me. And I hope it's true because I have an improv class on that Sunday. And if I walk in there,
you're going to have plenty of material.
Like I've got a traffic cone shoved up my anus. I'm going to be really mad.
I hear that. I hear that the recovery after the colonoscopy is the best part.
Oh, no. Really? They told me I'd be 100%.
You will be. You will be. You can't leave until you let one go.
Oh, well, that Saturday, though.
They're going to pump you full of air.
No. Then, no.
You're going to have to break the royal wind. It's going to be like, it's going to be like the high seas.
This is terrible. Why did I bring this up on the show? You were supposed to support me.
I am supporting you.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You forgot my birthday. You're making fun of me. You don't care. You don't care about it.
I do care because I have to schedule mine in the next few weeks, too. Oh. I want to see how it goes for you first.
You know, we've been podcasting for almost 17 years. And did you ever think when we first started out that we'd be talking about being old and having our freaking butts video camered?
My doctor wants to go in both ends.
Ah!
He said he's an Indian guy. He's like, we want to go ahead and take care of the backside, and it'd be good for the front too. I'm like, wait a second, you're not going to use the same camera? Oh, no. I'm sorry if that's offensive, that accent, by the way. Now, at least let there be an order to it.
You know, if you're using the same one, go upside first, then downside.
Yeah.
But he's going to have you like on a spit, man. He's going to rotate you over a flame.
I hope his cameras don't meet in the middle. Hey. I can see you on the other side. Look at you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They're going to put me under for mine.
Yeah, and I'm requesting that for myself as well. Some people, they're like, oh, no, I want to stay awake and watch the process.
Sean Dye. No way. No.
Yeah, I'm like, anything I can sleep through, I'm all for it.
So, yeah, the colonoscopy, I'm going to sleep through it. I'm not really hurting about that. But that bottle of nasty medicine, I mean, when it's in the freaking instructions that it's going to be gross. I can't eat broccoli. I can't eat. I'm so picky. I can't. Mm. My wife can just eat anything. Even she hates it. She can just swallow it on down. No big deal. Oh, this is gross. No. You know, I can't do it. I know it's good for you. I have a gag reflex. I will throw up just smelling bad stuff. And so tomorrow before 10 a.m., I have to start draining this stuff. And I'm not looking forward to it.
Before 10?
Yeah.
Before 10 a.m.?
A.m., yeah.
Oh, because the rest of the day it cleans you out.
Yeah, it cleans me out, dude.
Anyway,
hopefully I'll lose some weight.
All right. Well, hey, maybe we should have a special episode on Monday.
Just be looking for my weekly update next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? And hopefully there'll be some audio.
When I go to sit down in my chair and my armrests go up in there because I'm so stretched out.
I don't know. What does that mean? I don't understand.
All right. Oh. Anyway, we got some announcements real quick before we get into things. Hats are awesome. We have That Story Show logo hats, and they are available at Etsy.com/NLcast. Get them while they last. I sent out two this week, and shipment is fast, and it's included, or it comes, you know, you can get it, and it's great. And you get a tracking number and all that cool stuff. It's like so legit. So get a That Story Show hat before they go away. Because when they go away, can't make any more. So anyway, get one. Subscribe also to That Story Show's YouTube channel. We have started putting out shorts, about three a week. And if you aren't familiar with YouTube shorts, it's kind of like TikTok, except it's on YouTube. And they're pretty fun. We're taking stories and telling them in about a minute. And they're taking off. They're getting lots of views. And so I would appreciate you guys subscribing. We need to get to 1,000 subscribers. We've got like 800 and something right now.
So, what happens at 1,000 subscribers?
It just makes it more legit. And we start making an income.
Oh.
Which would be nice. You know, they're making money off my stuff right now. Wouldn't it be nice for us to get a little money back from YouTube? I think so.
Yeah, for sure.
So stop what you're doing right now. Pause the podcast. Go to youtube.com/@thatstoryshow and hit subscribe. You don't have to hit the notification bell. I don't give a crap about that. Just do a subscribe for me. That would be awesome. And you'll get to see me tell stories throughout the week. It'll be great. It is time for us to do our featured story.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, today our feature story is an interactive story that I recorded with a young man named Brendan. I call it structure slide.
Stupid crap.
That was an accident. It has nothing to do with the following at all. I did not mean to hit that, I promise. Here we go. Hi, folks. It's another interactive story. Today we have Brendan with us. Brendan is 11 years old. He is married with 7 children. Welcome to the show, Brendan.
No, I'm not married, I promise.
Oh.
I promise. James.
No,
come on.
I must have gotten you mixed up with somebody else. I know a guy named Brendan with 7 kids. So you got a story to share with us today, huh?
Yes, I do, in fact.
Okay, well, fire away.
Okay, so this was at church, actually.
Okay.
So it was at Parks Church. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
It's all right. It just depends on how many stalkers you want.
Stalkers. So after church, me, my dad, and normally 2 brothers, we did this thing called...
Wait a minute.
Tear down.
Hold on. Normally 2 brothers? How many brothers do you normally have?
I have 2 brothers.
Normally. But... What happens when things aren't normal? Does one of them go away? I mean...
No. I meant just normal, like... They normally helped out with us.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's like, you know, normally... Okay, so you do this thing called teardown.
We ripped out a building called the Performing Arts Center.
Okay, and so you set up church, and then you have to take it down afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to go to one of those.
Oh, okay. So there's littles, which is like younger, like toddlers and crap. So
toddlers and crap. That summarizes the nursery right there. That's why a lot of people don't want to work in the nursery.
Okay. So tear down little service. Well, there's this thing where there's like building blocks that like, they're like, I don't know how you would consider it. They're like gym mats.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like floor covering, puzzle piece like things that go together.
Yeah, but they kind of build structures.
Okay. And
there was this flat yellow one that it was straight at the bottom and kind of rounded at the top. And then basement, concrete. That's where they have the closet where they put all the supplies.
Okay.
And it was kind of like a smooth concrete.
Okay.
And so...
Yeah, they call that polished concrete.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What happened?
I learned that that yellow thing slides
good
across it.
Good.
So
you had to ride it, didn't you?
I didn't have to.
But you
but
did.
But I wanted to.
Yeah, yes, exactly. But I did. I know how old minds work.
And then I slip and slide. Slip. Also, this was not when I was 11. This was... I don't know how many years ago, but it was
less than 11.
I was 7 or 8.
You were 7 or 8 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's okay.
Yes. So, I was slip and sliding on the concrete on the thing, but I was taller than the mat. So my face, my chin, my head and my neck was over the edge of the top part.
Right.
And then when I went slip, it went good. Once or twice.
Uh-huh.
And then the third time, that's where disaster happened.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And then all the momentum caught me.
Yeah? Did it stop sliding?
It stopped sliding, and all the momentum caught me, and I hit my chin on the concrete.
Ow.
And there was blood everywhere, and I had to go get stitches.
All right, now,
I think it was like 3 stitches.
Hold on one second. I want to hear about the stitches, but I want to address something real quick. Every middle schooler that writes into my show says the phrase blood was everywhere. And when you say blood was everywhere, I imagine that it's everywhere. It's on the ceiling. It's dripping down the walls.
Oh gosh.
It's an R-rated movie. There's a puddle of it on the floor. There's death and destruction. People are slipping in the blood, falling down, rolling around. Is it really covered in blood, or was there just a lot of blood?
There's a lot of blood.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you know what I meant.
I know what you meant, but every middle schooler writes in and says tons of blood, like so much blood. And I'm like, there's only so much in your body. You know, only so much can come out.
Went to the ER, got stitches. It hurt a lot.
Yeah, how many stitches did you get?
I think it was three or four,
right across your chin.
Yeah. And I don't remember how, but I busted my chin again a few years later.
Oh, no. Well, you'll have to call back and tell us about that. I want to know if you have a scar.
I don't think there's a scar.
Okay. Well, you'll know one day when you start growing facial hair. You'll know, because you might get a little bald spot right there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They didn't tell
Maybe
you about
I'll
that.
Just shave a bunch. Who needs facial hair anyways?
So I'm going to ask you a question that I normally wouldn't ask, but do you have a ponytail right now? What is that? What is that called?
I'd call it a rat tail because it's not a full ponytail.
It was on top of his head.
Okay. So when I was a kid, rat tails grew out of the back. Like imagine a mullet, but it's shaved down to where it's only like a rat's tail length and width. So like a half an inch. So what you've got going on is almost like a man bun, but without the bun. It's just up there. So what happens? What happens if you let that go? Is it all bangs? What is it? No, you don't have to do it. Okay, let me see.
Just hair.
Okay.
It's just hair.
It's all right. Okay. I see what you got going on there. So you don't always wear it that way.
Most of the time.
Most of the time you do?
I do it to keep the hair out of my face.
Yeah. Sometimes I get a haircut to do the same thing, but I understand. All right. So what grade are you in?
Going into sixth.
Going into sixth, and you're not married.
No, I am. Just kidding.
Your name is Brendan, and thank you for your story today. Do you have anything that anybody can find you online? Do you have anything you want to share?
Spotify, search up Somewhat Funny Podcast.
Somewhat Funny Podcast, guys, if you want some more of this young man. And thank you so much, Brendan, for coming on.
You won't want more of me.
Oh, okay. Well, don't go over there then.
Just kidding.
Just ignore him. Listen to him.
No, you'll want more of me, I promise.
I don't know what he's doing, but we're going to go ahead and say goodbye. Bye, Brendan. Thanks for being on the show, man. Peace.
Peace.
That was great.
Do we love these interactive stories or what?
Yeah, I like it. It's like you get a little hint into, especially since he's got more. I mean, his voice was perfect.
Yeah, it was so fun. Like, and
that guy's got to be yelling all the time.
I got a chance to interact with a middle schooler in real time and pick on them in real time. It was so great.
Sounded like it was fun.
Yes. Oh, it was so fun. And yes, I did get his parents' permission. So. Because he got on and I'm like, oh, you're my 8:30. I'm like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 11. I'm like, okay, I'm going to need your mom to come on camera and say it's okay. And he's like, Mom! I'm like, don't yell at your mom.
Yes.
Oh, but anyway.
Oh, man.
He was a trip.
11.
He was
a trip.
He's
got a bright future.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got his own podcast and all kinds of stuff. So, well.
Somewhat. What was this show again? Somewhat Funny Podcast.
Somewhat Funny Podcast. Yeah, it's a hot mess. We got some listener stories. Is there anybody going to listen to my story? But first, a word from our sponsors.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You got to love those sponsors, you know? Yeah.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah. I love when they talk about the stuff that they are selling.
Yeah.
I wish I knew what that sponsor just said.
Yeah, I do too. But if you want to get rid of sponsors, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/thatstoryshow and support us, and the ads just magically go away. So
they do, like they're never there.
Yeah, and you get bonus content, and you get stuff in the mail, and it's really fun. It's really fun. You get bonus behind the scenes stuff that only
and you'll know exactly what day James's birthday is, so you can send him a card.
Yeah, I got lots of love from the patrons. This one's called Seeing on the Surface. It's Nate from Liberty University. I know where that is.
Oh, yeah. I know a couple people that went up there. Yeah. I think they're still there.
DC Talk went there. So
was that Liberty or Lee?
What?
I can't remember.
Toby, Mike, and Kevin. That's who I'm talking about. Yeah.
Is Liberty, that was at Liberty?
Yeah.
Okay.
They snuck out.
Lee, but
they snuck out
up
one night to go get their record contract. So anyway, so picture this. I score an invite to this awesome party from a buddy. You know the drill. Pool, lake, music, the whole shebang. And guess what? Canoeing was on the menu, which got us pretty excited. We saunter down to the lakeside, and out of the blue, I spot this mega cute blonde girl from a distance. Cue the intrigue. So now we get that canoe gliding in the water, and I couldn't help but lean in to my friend and spill the beans about the cute blonde girl. You know, top secret stuff. Whispered it so no one else got wind of it.
Right.
We're having a blast out on the lake, soaking in the vibes, and eventually the decision to head back rolls around, so we paddle our way to the shore. Here's where it gets wild. As we were getting closer, I realized that the cute girl I had my eyes on was in deep conversation with my friend's mom right by the water's edge. Now, hold up. I'm no eagle-eyed scout, but let's just say glasses are my best pals for long-range vision. But there she was, rocking this sizable hat and unmistakable sunglasses, basically screaming, "Hey, come talk to me." So we parked the canoe, and I casually stroll up to make my introduction. My friend's mom drops the bomb. "Hey, meet my high school buddy from way back when." And that's when my world crumbled because reality hit me like a freight train. It turns out that my wonky eyes.
Oh, no.
What my wonky eyes thought was a young and fetching college blonde was, in fact, a silver-haired 55-year-old warrior of life, complete with a mom aura and a clan of kids.
Warrior of life.
My buddy throws me a look like, "Dude, is this really the girl you were talking about?" And let me tell you, the ensuing chit chat, well, let's just say it was like navigating a maze of awkwardness. Luckily, we made our escape soon after. Man, I was red faced with embarrassment, but it hits me. If I get stressed, don't get depressed. Just call that story show. And so I had an instant mood lift, my friend. So here I am dishing out my tale of vision blunders. Hope it brings a chuckle to your day. Hopes it makes it on the show. Nate from Liberty University.
Congrats, Nate.
When's the wedding, Nate?
Yeah. You're next. That's one from a different show.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wow. I wonder who the ring bearer will be.
I don't know. You gave it to me, and I've got nothing to come back with. I'm a terrible improver.
No, that was a terrible.
Benjamin Button. There we go. It'll be Benjamin Button.
Some
guy that's not supposed to be old, but he is. Okay, that's what it'll be. There we go. I made it. All right, we have a voicemail. This is Jesse. It's called Tantalizing Tune. Here we go.
Hi, this is Jesse from Utah. At work, I had the song pop into my head, and I start humming it, and it's a pretty catchy song, but I don't know where it's from. And I just keep humming it, trying to figure out, like, if there's any lyrics or anything, but I can't. I just can't remember, like, the tune or whatever. A coworker walks by, and he's like, "Hey, that's a pretty catchy song. What is that?" And I'm like, "I don't know," but I keep humming it. It keeps getting stuck in my head. And this is over the course of several days, My coworker becomes convinced that this is not a real song, that I've just made this up in my head. But I cannot get over, like, I know the melody of the song. I'm like, this is a real song. So for hours over the course of several weeks, I search for this song, and it doesn't come up in Google with the search results for audio. It doesn't come up anywhere else. I look through all my playlists. I can't find it. And this week, after several months, I finally found the song that was so catchy and should be on Spotify. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you episode 21. Put a bug in my bag.
Yes.
I would do it again before, cause it saved me. Don't save me.
That song should be on Spotify. Please do it right now. Thank you for listening to my story. Thanks.
All right. So I appreciate that. I'm glad you like the tune. Jesse, but I have to let you know that it is already on Spotify. Kelly Clarkson wrote it. Here I am once again. I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny, can't pretend. I thought you were the one. Yeah, that's her song. I ripped it off and used it.
Oh, and now the truth comes out.
Yeah.
But you know what? Could you imagine Kelly Clarkson singing about a book in her butt? It would not be popular.
It would not be good. No.
But you made it great.
Ugh.
I mean, come on.
After Saturday, maybe I can fit a book in my butt. Who knows?
You know, I heard about I heard about the stuff that you have to take like you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I hear that's some expensive crap.
Really?
It's a joke.
Oh.
It's a colonoscopy joke.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We've got another voicemail, thank God. Take us away from that joke.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how much it cost. I don't think it was very much.
Insurance takes care of it, man.
Yeah, yeah. I just can't believe they had it. It's in powder form. I got to add my own water. So everything about it is
terrible.
That's
how they make it cheaper.
Everything is terrible. This is a voicemail from Emmeline. I think I said that right. It's called Drink, Drink, Drunk. It goes like this.
Hey, my name is Emmeline. I'm from Louisiana, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm calling in for That Story Show. My story is I went to a party, my mom's friend's party, and we were eating some food, having a good time, and I saw some, like, orange juice-looking punch with some raspberries in it, so I poured myself a cup. And it tasted a little better than orange juice, so I drank some more of it. And my sister and her friend go up to me as I'm finishing a cup, and they go, "That has alcohol in it." And I thought that they were joking because she's my older sister. So I keep on drinking it, and all the adults on the other side of the room go quiet. And I stop. The person hosting the party, let's call her Amy.
Okay.
She went up to me and said, "No, that really has alcohol in it." And so I put down the cup. She asked me, "How much did you drink?" I quietly said, "A lot." I hope it makes it on the show. Bye.
How much did you drink, hon?
A lot. A lot.
As I swayed between my legs. Yeah, just Emmeline. Swayed back and forth between each leg.
Emmeline. Drive home, Emmeline.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you didn't get on a bike and try to get home.
That's illegal. Or she's like, "It didn't taste off. It tasted really good."
It was like orange, but better.
Mm. Don't get used to that, please. Wait till you're
my inhibitions
older.
Went down. I was hitting on this 11-year-old. It was crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Speaking of wobbles, I got a story here from Scott.
This
is the workplace wobble. It says, "I work as a security officer, and even though I'm not supposed to jump at sudden noises, it still happens time to time. when I do get startled, it's usually by something quite commonplace in my line of work, like sirens, alarms, gunshots, car backfires, you know, the such. These are the usual types of sounds of the world that I navigate daily. On this particular occasion, I found myself in a furniture frame manufacturing warehouse. Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
I stood next to a stack of plywood, my attention focused on a large router machine and the workers bustling around. Lost in my own thoughts, I wore earplugs to dampen the noise. Suddenly, the man behind me yelled, letting me know he was placing woodcuts on the very wood I was leaning on. I snapped out of my daze, rudely awakened by my daydream. In my startled state, I not only bumped my rear end against the wood stack, but I also involuntarily shivered, a small shiver that one experiences upon waking up in the morning or when you're quite cold and the car's heater reaches the perfect temperature, or even during a back massage. Those are all very specific.
Yeah.
Small little shiver. Like when I finish evacuating my bladder. We both shared a hearty laugh over the incident. However, my potential embarrassment lies in the future when he inevitably shares the story with his coworkers tomorrow. Scott, you're the new butt of the jokes.
Yep. Yeah. Scott. Workplace
it's
wobble.
Not too bad, though. I mean, you know.
There are worse things. Right. Yeah, if you had tooted when he pumped you, that would have been pretty bad.
You wouldn't have heard it over the routers going on, but, you know, it would have been fun.
I can relate, though. I'm easily startled. And this recently has come out to my children. Like, I've tried to keep it a secret from them for years. And one of them walked around a corner, and I didn't know they were there. And I went, ah! And they're like, Dad, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, sorry. I'm very easily startled. The fact that I've tried to keep from you for many years. And luckily, I have good children. They have not taken advantage. They're not like me.
Really?
Yeah. One of them, because she would, but she's hardly home. She's going to college next week. You know, the freaking podcast kid is grown.
Podcast kid.
And leaving. So, yeah.
Man. She's going to be the podcast adult.
She is.
Or the college age adult.
No, podcasting is in her past, man. She's too grown. Everything Dad does is dumb and embarrassing. So, you know, podcasting is dumb and embarrassing.
Nah.
Gianna says, let's see some bees. So about 5 years ago, me and my brother were outside playing in the backyard. He told me that there was a beehive in the wood that made up one side of the garden bed. So we went to take a look. And then we had an argument about whether or not there were actually any bees inside the hive. I didn't believe that there were any, so he dared me to stick a stick into the hole. I went and found the biggest stick I could and stuck it in the beehive, very confident that I would win this argument. But to my surprise, a swarm of bees came out and started chasing me and my brother.
Ooh, bees!
I took off running for my life. Me and my brother looked back to see if we were still being chased. But obviously, you can't run looking behind you and see what's in front of you. So knowing that information, you won't be surprised to know that my brother ran splat into the corner of the pop-up camper. I stopped running, thinking he was being dramatic. And walked over to him. He was clutching his head, so I yanked his hands away to have a look for myself, and he was bleeding. Blood was everywhere. No, she didn't say that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Then I started screaming and running even faster to the house. And I thought he was dying. It turns out he was completely fine. Yeah, heads bleed, dude. They really do.
Yeah, they do.
And we spent the rest of the day inside the house doing the safest activity there was. Sitting on the couch and watching TV.
Which is where they wanted to be all day long anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have gone back and tried to get some honey.
I know. We're Gen X kids, though. You know?
Yeah.
We were locked outside at the last day after the last day of school, and they let us back in the house the first day before school. So
that's right.
It was like
we only had the break to go get our back-to-school shopping done.
Every day was an episode of Survivor, you know?
Yes. It's best. We invented that game, Survivor.
Yeah, we did.
I mean,
and those of us that didn't make it ended up on milk cartons. I mean,
that's right.
All the dumb kids.
We could have been rich, James, if we had just thought up the, hey, let's record all this nonsense stuff that we did when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. Record on what, though? Super 8?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. They had VHS.
Not when I was little. Not when I guess when I was 8 or 9. But before that, there weren't. But anyway.
True.
I think we're going to wrap it up. That means this
that
happens.
Time already?
Yeah. It's time for us to choose a contest winner.
Uh-oh.
So we've had a lot of great stories today. Our opening story was awesome. Eli, the flight of Eli. Never give up a chance to see a three-year-old fly through the air like Chucky at the end of Child's Play.
Gianna's story about trying to kill her brother with some scary bees was not bad.
Yeah, yeah. Seeing on the surface, Nate from Liberty University, and then, of course, Workplace Wobble was great. My vote, I got to say, I love the fact that my dude from a distance had a crush and got close.
Stacy's mom. He fell in love with Stacy's mom. Actually, it was more like Stacy's grandma.
What was it?
I don't know. World that song shouldn't be legal.
Warrior of Life. A 55 warrior plus of Warrior of Life, complete with a mom aura and a clan of kids.
A clan of kids, not just a couple. A clan.
You marry her and you've got everything accomplished. Everything. Yep. It's like a package deal.
Right out of college, too. You don't even have to be done.
Yeah.
With college, you've arrived. You might as well just go straight into retirement.
I mean, there's a whole clan of children. It's great.
So Nate, maybe you can take these winnings and buy a wedding ring or a engagement ring.
put a down payment on something there. So you're into older girls. That's fine. I'm not here to judge. Older is better than younger. You know what I'm saying? So anyway,
either that or you can get some good glasses where you can see across the
lake. There you go. Maybe some polish for those jokers.
Yeah.
You can get them at Walmart. Nate, you're our winner. All right. Real quick, I want to say thanks to our patrons. You guys are awesome. We appreciate you. We had one guy sign up this week for a free preview. Did you know we did that?
No,
yeah,
tell me about it.
You can sign up for free for 7 days. And if you like what you get, you just stick with it. And that's it. Well, anyway, so check it out. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Thank you to all of our people. We love everybody. Obviously, our listeners are great. But the backbone of our podcast is our Patreon supporters. And we would love for you to be one. If you're more of a one-time donation person, then buy us a lemon at nlcast.com/lemon. We appreciate that. And that's for those of you that want to do something, but maybe on a one-time basis or a once in a while basis instead of monthly. There we go. Surely you have a funny life story. Want to hear it on the show? Submit your story at thatstory.show, where you can find links to our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and our Discord chat, which is a lot of fun. If you love the show, spread that love by leaving a review in iTunes. And thanks to our patrons for supporting, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. And remember, share your funny real life story and get it in. I changed it. And now I can't read it. Share your funniest real life story and let it take the spotlight on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, John.
Bye, James.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not if something scary, funny, embarrassing, or accidental.
No, I kind of changed it.
That's okay. Share your funniest real life story and let it take the spotlight.
Stick and some bees. I didn't really know there'd be so many of these. And now my brother is running. We're looking behind. He hits his head on the corner of a... I don't know, nothing rhymed.
It works for me.
Oh, we'll see you guys next week. We love you. We love you so much.
Yeah. I had a funny thing to say, but I forgot what it was. So.
It's all right.
It's been a tough week, brother.
I understand.
It's been so tough.
I know. That's what the story show is for.
Thanks.
To help us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.